My name is Adam Attil. I am 32 years old. Today is August 22nd, and I am speaking with Alyssa, who is my wonderful girlfriend. We are recording in Concord, New Hampshire. All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions, and you just, like, tell me what you think, okay? Mm-hmm. So, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And are there any negative events that you think shaped who you are today? And could you tell me about them?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I guess for the negative one, when I turned 18, I moved out, got kicked out of my house, and was homeless for a while. Ended up buying a van and living in it for a while and getting to meet a bunch of amazing people. Yeah, I definitely made bad decisions and, you know, got in trouble with the law a lot, but I wouldn't be here today. I never would have got to where I was if I never did that. I could be a totally different person.
What about positive? What's something that positive that happened in your life that shaped who you are?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anything.
Anything.
First thing comes to your mind.
Like, my best friend, Julia. Like,
yeah.
Being best friends with her. Like, we've been inseparable. Like, and I've known her since she was a little girl, too. So I used to be best friends with her older sister. But either of us probably wouldn't be here this day if we weren't friends. Like, we both went through, like, depression, suicidal times. But we were the only ones really there for each other.
That's very positive. That's awesome. Good job. All right, next question. Have you ever committed a random act of kindness?
Yeah, definitely, I guess. Like, all the time. I don't know.
Well, tell me about
one. It's hard to pick one.
Pick one. Pick anyone.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Give me one. You must have one.
Okay, I don't know. I guess... I was driving around one time and down at the Fort Eddy Plaza, or not the Fort Eddy, the Store Street Plaza.
Oh, okay.
They saw this, like, homeless old man outside, just chilling, and, like, I could have just drove by or just gave him, like, a dollar or something, but instead I, like, parked my car, and I just went over at him, and I was like, are you hungry? Like, what do you want to eat? Until you wanted a ham sandwich and a Coke. So I went inside Market Basket and I got it. And, like, I got a pack of cigarettes and I just gave it to him. And he was, like, so happy about it.
Good for you. That's awesome. All right, next question. Ready? Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
I guess I used to have this neighbor. She still lives in my old neighborhood. My parents used to live in, and she was really nice. Her name was Lori, and she worked at my school when I was in middle school. She was always wicked nice, no matter what. Every time I was ever in trouble, every time I was homeless, she opened her doors to me, and, like, I could stay there as long as I wanted. And, you know, even to this day, she'll, like, text me and, like, how are you doing, stuff, like, ask me about my job. And, like, you know, she would definitely, she, like, was, like, another mom to me, I guess.
That's awesome.
Like, unconditional.
All right, we got two questions left. Keep in mind, you have another 40 minutes remaining unless to take up. Unless you have. All right, so next question, okay? Two left. The second to last one. Oh, I love this one. I don't know if you'll be able to do this one.
I wasn't prepared for how tricky this
is. I know, it's intense. Can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
Oh, I don't know if I know the first time, but we just got...
How about this? Change it. Can you tell me a story of when you saw me?
Yeah. Well, it definitely started at Hannaford.
Yeah.
We both working there. Me in the deli, and then I'd be working really early and jamming out to my music, you know, slicing away or something. And you just walk through in the morning and sometimes sneak up on me. But come over, say good morning. You'd always tell me that I'm beautiful, or ask me if somebody told me it today. Yeah. Come on back through after. Say hi again.
Oh, I love it. All right. Last question. How did you and your grandma and grandpa meet?
Well, they met me when I was born, but yeah. I don't know.
Let's change it. How did your grandpa and grandpa meet? How did grandma and grandpa meet? How did they meet?
I don't know how they met.
You don't?
No.
No way. Okay. All right.
I never discussed that.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. After they're done, you push the done button. Yeah. Right? You sure you're finished recording?